just wrapped up the indoor season, getting ready for the outdoor season now. Tell me about the indoor season. What I mean, you got right in the thick of things in the sprints and on a relay. I'm sure you had a ton of fun, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was a really good learning experience for me this year. Coming in as a freshman, I had high expectations and high goals for myself, like always. And it was a very good opportunity, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to have got to be on the 4x4 team, you know, because, I mean, not every day are you going to make something like that awesome as a freshman. And I just took it as a learning opportunity this year to be on something so competitive. And, I mean, never take something like that for granted. But it was a good learning opportunity for indoor season this year for me.
And really going from high school to college and indoor track and field is a lot different from outdoor track and field, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I will 100% completely agree with you on that one. In December, I had a quad strain in my right quad. So it was like mid-November, like going into December. So I sat out pretty much all December. I mean, I had to come back from that in January, and I'm competitive, so I wasn't going to, you know, use that as an excuse by any means, but it was definitely a lot harder. And for me, I feel like I'm going to enjoy outdoor a lot more than indoor. Just not running around four curves will be a lot nicer too. but like I said, learning how to run on the indoor track was a challenge. I mean, it's definitely not the easiest thing to do, but I learned how to this indoor season, and that was good.
So that quad injury is healed pretty nicely and not feeling, hopefully, the effects of it very much anymore?
Nope. We have a trainer. Her name's Kelsey, and she helps me kind of get back into rehab for, you know, competing in indoor, because I looked her right in the eyes and I said, I'm not going to sit out any longer than I have to. And she's like, okay, we're going to get you better, but you're going to have to take December off. And it was hard to hear that I was going to have to, you know, sit out, because coming from my senior year, I sat out for pretty much the whole season. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty hard. So, you know, I told her that I wanted to compete for indoor, and I did not want to sit out outdoor. And so we just kind of came to an agreement that, you know, I was looking forward to outdoor, and I was going to kind of use indoor as a training for outdoor. And then she has done a really good job of always making sure that I'm in, you know, good shape to run, and that if I'm not able to run, she will tell me that. So
that mile relay is pretty special. I mean, you guys had some great times, some good times in that event, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. A lot of my teammates, two of us were freshmen, Chaney and I, and then we had a sophomore and a junior, Lindsay and Kat. And to me, they were just really big role models for me running on the 4x4. Like, I mean, I really looked up to them because they were older, and, you know, they kind of helped. You know, running in college is a lot different than high school. You're not the big dog anymore. And so running on that, it was just kind of nice to always have, like, reassurance from them that, like, even though I'm in college and I'm a freshman, it's pretty special to be on the 4x4. And the times that we ran, we were super close to nationals, but just didn't make it. And I'm pretty confident that we're going to make it in outdoor, you know, just from Chaney and I. She did track in high school, so she kind of knows, like, how things work as well. And I think for outdoor, it'll feel more natural, I guess, is kind of what I think of it as. It's going to feel a little bit more natural than indoor.
So you think you four, the same four, will be most likely outdoor 4x4? Or there are some others that are kind of challenging? There's probably some others that would love to be on that team.
I mean, they kind of throw, like, people. So what they'll do, like, the first couple of meets, they'll throw, like, a don A, B, C, and D. Mm-hmm. And then they'll kind of pull whoever's competing at the high level that they want. They'll put them on the 4x4. And honestly, any of those spots are open to anybody. if you want it, then you're going to get on it if you can run the times that, you know, if you run the best times. And obviously they're going to put who's the best on it. So I don't know. We'll see when outdoor comes. But from right now, because not everybody competes in indoor, so we'll see kind of how outdoor works. I've never ran college outdoor track, so I guess we'll see. But I do know that all of us are definitely capable of being on the 4x4 again, and all of us are competitive, so I wouldn't be surprised if all four of us were back on it.
Are you planning or hoping to, in the sprints, the one, the two, the quarter, or possibly running those as well outdoors?
I'm kind of thinking of the four by four, and then maybe the 4x1. I really enjoy the relays, and then maybe run the two outdoor too. We'll see about the one. I'm not really sure. I tell my coaches what I want to run, and then I kind of just trust that they'll put me in the best positions that I need to be in. And then, you know, whatever expectations they have for me, I try to uphold them. And so we'll see. We'll see what they want to put me in. And, you know, I'm confident that I can trust them enough to, that they know exactly where I need to be, and what events I need to be. And then I just kind of tell them, like, hey, can I do the four this week? Can I do the 4x4 this week? You know, so it's just kind of communication back and forth of what I want to do, what they think I should do, and what's best for me. So,
well, I see the girls took second in the GPAC at the end of the indoors, and what the second highest or the highest point total for Doan since 2018 for the women. So you finished pretty strong, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Concordia has a lot of really good athletes on the girls' side. And so, I mean, sticking with them, you know, in the last couple of years, I talked to the girls and they said, we've never been this close to competing with Concordia. And, you know, every year they've said that, you know, we just try to compete with them and stay as close as we can to them. And this year was one of the years where they actually did, like, we actually did stay pretty close with them. They do have a lot of athletes in multiple events, and so that's what kind of carries them, as it when we don't really have a lot of like athletes to stack. But perks to our girls, because a lot of our girls made finals in their events, and then I mean we competed at a very high level at conference, and so it was pretty special to like know that even though like we didn't win GPAC, it was pretty cool to get runner-up and, you know, stay that close with Concordia.
This Josie Garrett, it sounds like she is a flat-out stud for your team, isn't she?
Yeah, I've never really talked to her, but I've seen her a couple times, and she's practicing hurdles or she's practicing high jump. I've seen her in quite a few, like, different, like, areas of the track. You know, sometimes she's with triple jump, and then sometimes she's with high jump or hurdles. Like, you never know where she's going to be, but I have never really talked to her, but I do know that she's a very good athlete.
Well, I see that first outdoor event is in Kearney at the Central Nebraska Challenge, so, hey, that might be one to venture on over and watch, and it's close, and hopefully some of your family will be able to come over and watch that, maybe some others, maybe myself over there and watch that a little bit, if you have a chance to compete.
Yeah, I am planning on competing at that one, and I do know that my family will end up coming, and then I'm hoping my one of my coaches from high school, Flea, he can make it down. And then I actually just talked to one of my other high school coaches today, Halsey. She's planning on bringing some of the high school team, my old teammates from high school track, to one of my meets this year. So I'm hoping I know I will have a pretty big support group any track meet that I have this year. So it's pretty special for me to know that a lot of people will still come support me, and especially you, you know, because I've known you all high school. So it's pretty special to have that kind of support.
You bet. Grades going, your grades are good. Your studies, everything with schoolwork's going pretty good as well.
Yeah, so this year I actually changed up my major, and I'm majoring in biology and minoring in psychology to be a physician assistant. And, you know, this major has definitely thrown some curves at me. I will say that it's not easy by any means, but, you know, kind of figuring out some good study habits and little things like that make a really big difference, you know, for exams and stuff like that. And I kind of learned that the hard way, my very first exam of college. You know, you can't just go in there thinking you don't have to study. But I got my grades back up and, well, my grade back up from that exam. And so at the end of the semester, you know, this semester I feel like is just going to be kind of a breeze for me because I learned, you know, there's a lot of things. It's not only just track or, you know, studies of stuff like that, but being so far away from home has definitely been pretty hard on me. And seeing my family is something that, you know, contributes to a lot of it too. But, you know, this semester, like I said, I feel like it's just going to be a breeze, you know, because I kind of know how things work, study habits and track practices and just meets and stuff like that. You know, just kind of learning the ropes of college was something I kind of took on the first semester. But I feel like this semester is going to go a lot better. And, you know, college has been pretty good for me, well, good to me. So it makes it a lot easier for studies to go good like that too.